Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grogg. Debris from the tourist submersible destroyed in an implosion that killed five people near the Titanic shipwreck has been recovered, along with presumed human remains. The debris and presumed remains will be taken to a US port for analysis and testing by the Marine Board of Investigation. The board was convened this week to conduct a formal inquiry into the loss of the Titan. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has denied the country's first budget surplus in more than a decade comes at the expense of households as the cost of living continues to rise. The Treasurer says he understands how hard families are finding the current conditions. He has told Channel 7 the surplus is making it easier to deliver cost of living relief measures.
In fact, by getting the budget in much better nick, by finding savings in the budget and banking these upward revisions to revenue and showing spending restraint, it actually makes it possible from that much stronger foundation to provide the $15 billion of cost of living relief that we had in the budget.
A New South Wales watchdog has found that the state's former premier acted corruptly while in a five-year secret relationship with a disgraced Liberal MP. The Independent Commission Against Corruption has found Gladys Berejiklian should have disclosed her relationship with Darryl Maguire as she carried out her public duty to consider funding for the Wagga Wagga-based Australian Clay Target Association and the Riverina Conservatorium of Music. The corruption watchdog says it won't refer the former premier to the Director of Public Prosecutions, but it has recommended Darryl Maguire face possible misconduct in public office charges. A New South Wales MP says misinformation is spreading about the Voice referendum to Australia's Chinese diaspora via social media. Labor State MP Jason Yatsen-Lee says he has seen a number of false claims circulating on the app WeChat, including that people's homes would be taken away if the referendum was successful. He has told SBS he feels everyone has a responsibility to say something about the false claims.
If you see it, call it out. So in the comments, say, this is fake news, this is not true, and give the correct information or the facts. And it's also incumbent on the Yes campaign, on the No campaign, and on the Australian government to make sure that migrant communities, those that may not have a deep understanding of our system of government, get that basic understanding about how things work so that the misinformation doesn't have a hotbed in which to spread.
Italy has signed a letter of intent aimed at eradicating anti-Semitism from football stadiums across the country. Instances of racism and anti-Semitism are reportedly commonplace in Italian stadiums, with fans regularly booing or shouting abuse at black players, using the word Jew as an insult and displaying Nazi or fascist symbols. Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi says the declaration will also forbid soccer players from wearing the number 88, a reference to the Heil Hitler salute. Taylor Swift has added two more shows to the Australian leg of her highly anticipated world tour. Fans will have the opportunity to buy tickets to the new shows tomorrow, when tickets go on sale for the general public for her Sydney and Melbourne dates. The strong demand for tickets has already led Victoria to declare the Taylor Swift concerts a major event. Choice journalist Jani Barclay has told SBS News anti-ticket scalping laws will now apply.
And that means that the anti-ticket scalping legislation, which prevents the selling of tickets for more than 10% of the original price, that comes into effect.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.